Blog Talk Radio.
And my co-host on the line, Ron and Dre, are here. Give me 1 second. Un momento, por favor. Stay here.
I swear, for God, I love me some Tevin Campbell.
What?
That little man, he sure do something to me with that voice of his. Right, I don't feel comfortable saying that about him, but I mean, that song, man, come on, that's like the national anthem, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's hard for a fully heterosexual man to give props to a mostly unheterosexual man. I'm sorry, we just started the show. I apologize.
Dre, you here?
Yeah.
Oh, nigga under the bed.
Yeah, I gotta get up at 4 o'clock. I'm tired.
Oh, yes.
Welcome to my world,
Dre.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. Iman still ain't started yet. I'm sorry, Iman. You can start the show before I start asking Dre my questions.
We generally because we say inappropriate ass things here on this here show and whatnot. Some people drink, some of these people think, some people may close. That's okay. That's fine. That's what we say. But we here. Yeah, that's what we doing. That's it. That was you about to start. Okay.
Pusha T's album. What are your thoughts?
Classic.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is a certified classic. That's his best shit to me.
I
I'm thoroughly pleased. Each time I listen to it, it gets a little better. And I'm listening to it at least six times.
And the crazy part, even the damn Kanye West tracks, I thought it was going to be some trash. Them shits is banging, too.
Pharrell definitely wins.
Right.
His tracks definitely were better than Kanye's tracks.
Yeah,
Ye's tracks definitely, you know what I'm saying?
This shit with him and Jay-Z, that's my shit. I can't stop listening to that shit.
Nah, the joint with him and his brother, son.
Oh, the last track, yeah.
I Pray For You? Oh, my God. Yeah, we fanboys right now. All right, Amon, you happy? We're not talking about fucking shoes or fucking, you know what I'm saying, or fucking studded gloves or none of that shit that y'all be talking about. We're talking about rap, hip-hop.
Okay.
Yeah, he right now, Pusha T got the hottest album out until Black Star and Kendrick Lamar drop.
I'm not going to disagree with you. Only thing I'm going to say on top of that is sleep if you want to. And I feel dirty saying this. Ain't Future got an album coming out too?
Yeah, but I can't. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Because all his shit, his beats be sounding the same. He be tripping. But he might try to.
But you know what, though? Them shits always go 85 times platinum.
True.
And it's always something about them shits like, why do I like this shit? I don't even drink that shit.
Right. That's why it's like I'm waiting on that Black Star, Mos Def, Talib, and that Kendrick Lamar. Cause I think Kendrick was to drop next week.
Yo, why is J. Cole rhyming in English? But I mean, like English, not American English.
Yeah, he don't get no props neither because his last album was the classic too.
Ridiculous. I hear what's that chick name? Beer? No.
Oh.
You know the song I'm talking about. With the chick from London.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. You're talking about not Marsha, but is it a
song? Yeah, it's a little slim chick. London? Is that her name? That might be her name, London. I don't know. But he got some shit, you know what I'm saying? Well, he rhyming with some chick from London, from England. And he rhyming, you know what I'm saying? Like with a British accent and shit. You know what I mean? On some of that. That shit they do over there. I'm like, yeah, that shit sounds very impressive. This nigga is like fucking the truth. He has talent. He's doing voices and shit. Nigga think he's Slick Rick. What the fuck is going on?
21 Savage.
Yeah. What the fuck is going on? These niggas got talent. Multi-dimensional even. But yeah. So, yo, the game is going to be good this summer. This is going to be a hot summer, man.
Right.
I ain't mind. I'm sorry.
Okay, y'all done?
You can have your show back.
Niggas. And flies.
So what are we talking about this evening?
Tonight we are talking about, what the fuck is this bullshit called Forever? What is this bullshit called Forever? Because niggas be speaking in forever and I'll be like, nah, nigga, that's going to be in like 2.5 seconds. That's just me. Maybe it's just me that I don't think these niggas be talking in forever. Do I have to give my
question,
why? Do I have to give my why of this conversation?
You might want to give your why before I ask Dre my question, because I think my question was going to be a little more harsher than your why. So please, give your why.
So recently, I went to go visit someone. And prior to that, they were like, oh, you know, I don't know what my life is going to be like without you. I want to be with you forever. And I said to them, you could have had forever, but you chose differently, right? So I go and I see said person because they're like, oh, I really need to see you and spend time with you and then sign it there. So I go. I hop on an aeroplane and I go. I wasn't even there 24 hours and I was like, yo, I can't do this shit. I'm done. So is it possible? Like, is it possible for you to be with someone forever and they get on your fucking nerves? Not just your nerves. Like, you know, it's like, you know, somebody, oh, they get on my nerves. Hee hee, ha ha. And, you know, no, it's not nigga. You get on my goddamn nerves type shit. What's going on? So can you really be with somebody who gets on your goddamn nerves like that? That's my question. So what exactly is forever?
That's your question.
What?
Don't do that to me. Do you have a way of getting away from yourself?
No, I know I can get on somebody's nerves. I know I can. Like, that's the thing I can accept about myself. I know at some point I get on my Tanya's nerves, right? I know I do, because I just know I do. But some people, they don't know if they get on me. I mean, I don't think they know if they get on me. Goddamn nerves. Do you know that you get on somebody's nerves?
I actually, thank you for going down this road, because that's not even why I was asking. And thank you for not answering my question. But sure, I'll answer your question. Yeah, I do know that I can get on people's nerves. I actually will go so far as to say I get on most people's nerves. I'll go so far as to say that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And okay. I'll also go so far as to say that often, how about this is where I was headed, I get on my own nerves. So I get on my own nerves. Then I have to have some patience when other people get on my nerves to realize that they're, before the grace of God, could go, getting on somebody else's nerves. I really don't want to over-fucking react because, you know what I'm saying, this is just an emotion. It's just a minute. Let me fucking breathe. Now, it's hard to think that way all the time, but I try to think that way most times. That's just me.
Okay. I'm going to give you an example. Let's say your significant other comes home, right? And you hear them outside. You hear, because you're in the living room. The door is right there, right? And you hear them in the living, in outside the door, just going off about whatever the hell. And so they come in the house fussing, and you're like, "What the hell is wrong with you? What did the house do to you for you to be standing on the porch fussing at the house?" Because ain't nobody did shit to you at that door. They're popping off about a piece of mail that's not a bill. Okay? A piece of mail that's not a bill. Some shit you can toss in the trash. And instead of them coming in and be like, "Hey, how are you? Kisses, rub the butt," something, you know what I'm saying? They come in the house fussing. That shit is nerve-wracking. And imagine if it's that shit every day. Don't come home. Stay your
every
ass outside.
Day.
Every day.
Every.
Every. Every syllable, letter pronounced in the word every.
What about R? R day too?
Every day, every day, each and every day, every single day.
I didn't did.
Say what?
I let it did.
Yeah. Yeah. Nigga, the fuck, shut up. I'm like,
I'm like, yo, that would be nerve-wracking. I would understand why somebody would be like, you know what? Deuces, my nigga, because you get on my goddamn nerves.
So now, you know what I'm saying? Bottom line, it come down to ROI.
What's that?
No, it's like a business, nigga. What's the return on investment? You know what I'm saying? What have I invested?
Ooh,
this nigga. You know what I'm saying? You gotta look at what your ROI is, nigga. That's like, is it worth it? You know what I'm saying? You're asking those questions? What's your ROI?
No, it's not worth it. It's not worth saying.
Then you got your answer.
It's not worth putting up with that shit. It's not, because, like, and it's little things. You know how sometimes you're like, oh, I know what my little tidbits is. You know what I'm saying? I get on people's nerves with certain shit, but constantly, like, you even get on the little bartender's nerves. What are you doing? Looking at my nerves at the bar? I'm done.
I'm done.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't know. I think that you know how if you're that annoying to a certain extent, you need to be by yourself.
Or you have to be cognizant of seasons.
Okay,
and
seasons, okay.
And you got to recognize that you don't plant certain seeds and certain fruits and certain, you know what I'm saying, plants in certain seasons. So,
and you don't plant them in certain places, right?
You feel me? So, I mean, I may not be able to overdose on you. I mean, I may not be able to be that person that could be, you know what I'm saying, everything for you. We may need breaks.
Okay.
We may need,
okay,
you know what I'm saying, like scheduled vacations away from each other, time away. We may need, you know what I'm saying, like decompression time. You know what I'm saying? Because the energy between us is so kinetic, so, you know what I'm saying, intense, that it builds up when we get together, so that if we're going to continue to be together, we have to release some of that energy. And that energy releases by being out of orbit with the other object. Good. Nigga, did I just freestyle that?
Yeah,
did I just come off the top of the head with that, nigga? I am nice.
I get it.
What I said.
I get it. Like, you have to, like, if you're in a situation like that, you definitely need breaks. And then that person
Absolutely.
Has to understand, like, hey, look, it's not that I love you less, right? But for my mental capacity, sometimes I just need a little break from you. Not every week, not every month, but sometimes I just need a little break, 2, 3, 4 days break away from you. And we can come back.
This is the issue with that, then. Issue with that is, so, you know how, boom, perfect example. You've played PlayStation? Any game, but PlayStation?
I mean, I've played before, but not, like, in
years. No. But at any time during your life, have you played a PlayStation game, yes or no?
Yes. Hey, I was a Sega Genesis
at
person.
At any point during your life, I was headed there, just in a sense. Nigga, if you don't swim the phone, at any time during your life, have you played a Sega game?
Yes.
At any time during your life, have you played a Nintendo game?
Yes.
One more. At any time during your life, have you played a Wii game?
Yes. Nigga, just go ahead and say Atari, too.
All right. Well, I said one more, and you want me to say another one more? Sure. At any time during your life, have you played an Atari game?
Yes.
All right. Boom. You want me to add one more, Dre?
You got to sleep.
Okay. There you go. This nigga gonna be. At any time during your life, have you played a Commodore 64 game?
And what was that?
I ain't think so. You ain't old enough. All right, so boom. My point in saying that is you got certain connectors for each one of those controllers.
Mm-hmm.
All things don't connect the same way. All connections ain't mean to go, meant to go into the same boxes. Smell me? So, yeah, that works for you, nigga, the way that you go. Your controller, that's your controller work like that. That don't work in his fucking Xbox, nigga. That be the problem with expressing to yourself somebody that, yo, yeah, I fucks with you. But 23% of the time, leave me alone, son.
23%
of the time, leave me alone. This is 77% of the time relationship. Right. That's not going to fit into most people's Xbox controllers. You know what I'm saying? Game consoles. It's not going to do that with most people. So now, since that doesn't fit right, it's not going to work. Oh, I could be wrong. What the fuck do I know? I have a bunch of fucking successful relationships under my belt. I'm the only one being honest here. What the fuck? Everybody else is, great lives, right?
No. I mean, I need some shit that's going to work for me, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just can't just keep getting on my nerves all day long, all the time. And then it's like, can you think you could live here? The fuck no. I'm keep my space. You have your space. I'll come when I'm off.
That's what led to the topic of this this evening show.
Yeah, because I can't do forever with no shit like that. I can't. Forever is a long time. You know.
Forever is a long time, but you want to know the truth?
What?
The motherfucker that said forever, are they over 40 or under 40?
Under.
Boom. The motherfucker that said forever, are they overweight or underweight?
Underweight. They not. Now listen, nigga, I don't mess with nobody fat.
I'm asking.
Okay.
Is activity wise, how active?
I don't know. I think I'm more active.
Okay. Diet wise. What's their diet?
I don't know what their diet is. I'm not there with them every day, so I couldn't tell you.
It's a lot of motherfucking not knowing for a motherfucking forever. Hold the fuck up.
Exactly.
We didn't even ask the question, why are we entertaining?
You see what I'm talking about, Lucy? That's why I'm like, nigga, no.
Ain't doing well forever. You don't know. I'm trying to calculate. So the reason I'm asking those questions, right? I'm calculating how many years really forever is for this nigga. It sound like for this nigga, forever ain't but another motherfucking 42 years maximum.
I'm not putting up with
maximum,
that shit.
Maximum, this nigga had another 42 years. So that's
I'm
how long
not putting
forever
up with
is.
That shit for another 3 months.
It sound like you don't know nothing about this nigga here.
If he isn't sad.
It sound like him. What kind of motherfucking diet the nigga got? I don't know. The nigga eat Little Debbie's or the motherfucker eat quinoa? I don't know.
No, so when we go out to eat, yeah. I mean, but...
Yeah.
But I don't know what you're cooking at home on your days when you get home. I don't. Every time I turn around, you in a goddamn bar drinking liquor. So I don't know.
Cirrhosis of the kidney. Up, took off 10 years, then got 32 years.
And you smoke weed like a chain smoker?
I'm not going to take off no years because I got to take off some for me. So we're going to leave it at 32. All right, let's keep it real. We're going to take off 10 more years. All right, we're going to take off 5. All right, we're going to take off 5. He's chain smoking 5.
Let me chain smoking, chain smoking. Hey, Keisha Taylor, welcome.
Hello, 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 everyone. Sorry, I'm tired of the party. How is everyone?
We talking about this 27 years that this nigga Iman is talking about, God.
It's not going to be forever. It can't be forever. You get on my goddamn list.
It ain't forever. This nigga going to die in like 4 presidencies. We're going to get 2 more presidencies who do 4, 2 terms. That's 8. That's 16 years right there.
Oh, shit.
And then we're going to get 1 more 20. Boom. That's about it. That nigga going to die then. Nigga going to die then.
They ain't trying to kill him, Jesus. I just know that I can't do it. Now, somebody else may be able to do it, but I can't do it. I can't. I don't have the mental capacity to do it. I just don't. You know, when I get home from my job, you know, sometimes, yeah, we can talk and we can have a conversation, but soon after that, nigga, I'm getting ready to go in here and shower. I'm going to sleep. Some tag. I've probably been up since the ass of dawn. And I want to go to sleep. I don't want to have, especially if it's my day off and I'm sitting there and you come in the house and you fussing. What the fuck are you fussing at?
Tell her.
Mm-hmm. Quiet.
Taylor, can I ask you a question, Taylor?
Mm-hmm.
So I get like maybe like right this time of year, right? Maybe like 5:30 ish is the crack of dawn, right? What time would the ass of dawn be?
All right, so if 5:30 is the crack of dawn. Crack of dawn.
It's the ass of dawn. She said the ass of dawn. She didn't say the ass.
So
crack.
The ass of
dawn.
Oh, okay. Right. The ass of dawn. So the ass of dawn is like in between 3:45 and 4:15.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Say less. All right. I'm sorry, Maj. We interrupted you. Please continue.
Nigga, you know what the ass of dawn was. The sun ain't goddamn.
I've never heard anybody talk about the ass of dawn ever in my life. I've heard of the crack of dawn. I got to wake up early as the crack of dawn, nigga. Goddamn. I've never heard the ass of dawn, though, nigga, ever.
Nigga, the ass of dawn is before the sun even wakes his ass up.
Taylor, you ever heard of the ass of dawn?
No, I have not, but I feel like that is the southern thing.
I feel like that is not only a southern thing, but a southern, like southern antebellum pre-slavery.
Not pre-slavery.
Pre-construction, pre-reconstruction.
Okay.
Not pre-re.
So, Keisha Taylor, since you are the married person here, and when we think in the range of marriage is... forever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, stop thinking about that. Put a time frame on that shit, nigga.
Because, I mean, forever till death do us part. That's what I look at it at. You know, forever.
We ain't dying together.
Oh, no.
One of us got to go first, nigga. I'm healthier.
I'm weak.
I'm sorry, she asked you a question.
Before you thought of forever, were there small quirks that either of you have or still have that gets on each other's nerves?
Yes, absolutely. The thing is that if you are aware of it, the best thing to do is the communication. That's the biggest thing, because I'm just going to speak for us. I know that there are times like where I could possibly be working his nerves and not know it. And he will kindly say like, hey, I don't like what you're doing right now.
You're getting on my nerves.
Well, not necessarily you're getting on my nerves. It's more like, I don't like what you're doing right now. Oh, okay. And in return, I don't like what you're doing right now, or I don't like that you did this. So I think that the communication is what makes it easier. If you don't have, like, basic communication skills, like, that shit's going to go off the rails real quick.
And I'm glad you said something about communication, because that nigga liked that shit. That shit for real. And then it bothers me. That's one of those things that gets on my nerves. I'm like, hey, can you open up your mouth and say your words out your mouth? Oh, I think I said that in my head. Well, bitch, can you register what's in your head to your mouth to come out? Because don't nobody read minds.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. The lack of communication gets on my nerves. What is this? Hey, Ron, so this is now the question. What is something that gets on your nerves about your mate? So this is for everybody if they have a mate.
What gets on my nerves about my woman? Things, and I'm going to answer this honestly from two sides. This deal me and y'all know I'm a dick. The first answer is what bothers me about her. She's a fucking dingleberry sometimes. Other side of the fence, what bothers me about her is because she shows me my weaknesses. And what I mean by that is I should be able to deal with certain things better. And the fact that I'm getting upset about certain things means that I still haven't learned how to deal with them. You know what I mean? The fact that certain little things still upset me, why am I not over that? Did that really make a difference? In the big scheme of things, okay, she has a little dog. Dog makes shit somewhere. Hate that shit. Gets on my nerves. Big scheme of things. Would you rather have that little piece of shit or be by yourself? You know what I'm saying?
Be by myself.
Fuck the little shit. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? So have I come to a point in my life where I'm able to, you know what I'm saying, see certain things, accept certain things, you know what I'm saying, be at one with certain things, help correct certain things, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to just being a spectator in the fuckery. You know what I'm saying? And I point that shit in the right direction. If I haven't done that, then I'm not the best me. I could be, it points out those things. So, you know what I'm saying? I'll answer it in two different ways.
Okay.
And yourself? Besides, you know what I'm saying, what you said, is there anything else?
That's not my mate.
I understand, but, I mean...
With my mate, what gets on my nerves when they... It's not that they try to correct me, but they try to point fingers. You know what I mean? Like, they'll say some shit like, oh, you're turning back into your old ways. I don't know, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, they'll do shit like that. And then when I be like, yo, I don't like that, that you say things like that, they get upset with me. Does that make sense?
It does. You know me. You know me. Okay. So now, when they say you're awake, right, no matter which aspect they're talking about, I'm almost positive. If you look at each part of your life, you've gone through a journey of how you acted during that, you know what I'm saying, individual thing. So school, at certain parts of school, you were a good girl. Certain parts of school, you weren't such a good girl. Certain parts of school, you were quiet. Certain parts of school, you weren't such quiet. Certain parts of school, you was a student. Certain parts of school, you are. You see what I'm saying? There was ups and downs in each part of your life. Well, take away, you know what I'm saying? School, parenting. Take away parenting, relationship. Take away a relationship, a daughter. Take away daughter, a sibling. Take away sibling, friend. You know what I'm saying? In each one of those roles, there's an up and down. So when somebody say, you getting like the old you, well, which old me are you talking about? Because you know that there are different needs in that one thing in particular. So now what you're trying to do, homie, you're trying to point to something in particular and say something without fucking saying something is what you're trying to do. When you say the old me, when you know the old me is a variant of different emotions. So what part of the old me am I being right now? See what I'm saying? See, I'm headed with this. See, I'm headed with this. You trying to say some shit, nigga. What you trying to say?
Damn.
My bad. I be going too deep with it. Motherfuckers call me
because... That's the shit that I'm like, yo, what are you talking about?
Like, no, but don't say it like that. Because what you're saying is, the way you say it like this, what are you talking about? Like, you don't have no idea. No, you do have a fucking idea. So don't say, what are you talking about like that. Say, nah, nigga, express yourself.
I know what exactly they're talking about. And I was like, yo, what
exactly.
They say it. If you have a problem
Thank
with,
you.
Okay. Like,
and that's that expression that you were talking about, Taylor, right? Communication?
Exactly. Yes, like, that's why that's so important to me that shit's breaking down. And I was like, yo, nigga. I don't be saying nigga because I be wanting to. And I be like, listen, buddy.
You stupid.
I be trying not to argue. And I was like, look, listen, I'm not trying to argue. I don't want to argue. I'm just trying to simply understand what your issue is with me celebrating my birthday with some drinks. So, you've been drinking too much. You're going back into your old ways. Nigga, I am no alcoholic. There has been plenty of days and nights where I ain't had no drinks. Like, what are you talking about? Because I'm out, I'm out having fun. You have issues with it? Not my problem. You're a bump on the log. Not my problem. Not my issue. Sound like that's not more like a you problem than a me problem.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, I like taking the man's side, but yeah, I would agree.
I didn't have a problem. That's got nothing to do with me. Like, I can enjoy a good drink. It's not like I get drunk every day. And I'm talking about drunk into a stupor. Somebody got to come pull me out of somewhere. You know what I'm saying? It's not no shit like that. It ain't never been no shit like that.
Let me get this straight. So what you're saying is the borderline, the baseline for there being a problem is you being pissy drunk and to the point where someone could accost you and take you somewhere because you've passed out. Is that your search? You're saying your baseline is, you mind?
I've never been that way. Never.
Right,
never.
But that's where you draw your minimum line is where you've never been?
No, I've never been that way.
There's no point before that where you want to stop and say you've never been there either. That's where you want to get to and say you've never been.
Like, no, I've never, Listen, y'all know I went to Vegas for my birthday. Mm. I left for Vegas on Thursday. Okay, I was drinking the whole entire time up until Saturday. Saturday was when I started to feel drunk. Now keep in mind, I done drunk a lot of shit from Thursday to Saturday. Saturday is when I started feeling drunk.
Okay, can I ask
a
question?
What's your question?
What happened Friday?
Friday, we drank all day. We went to the zip line. We rode the zip line at the Fremont thing. We had, you know how you have, when you go to Fat Tuesdays, you can get the different type of refill cups?
Right.
Okay, so we got the refill cup. We were going back and forth to Fat Tuesdays getting refills and adding shots to them shit. And then we, if you've ever been to Vegas, it's called a Fremont experience. It's like this mall-type situation where you can zip line through the mall. You get two blocks or five blocks. We did the two-block one. Yeah. And then we went to Dick's Last Resort to eat dinner.
You said you got resort at the Dick's resort and got eight?
No, it's a place called Dick's Last Resort. It's an eating place.
You got eight in place at the last resort you got dick from?
Oh my God. Just shut up.
I'm sorry. I'm going to shut up.
But that's what we did on Friday. Oh, and we went to the Bellagio to see the water show with the lights. We walked the Las Vegas Strip. That's what we did on Friday. On Saturday, we went to the pool and drank Casamigos and drank some Jose, had some more Fat Tuesday drinks because they were there at the pool. And that's when I started to feel my liquor was on Saturday. I ain't feel it no other time, but I felt it on Saturday. But,
So you enjoyed yourself. You enjoyed Vegas.
I enjoyed Vegas. It was wonderful. I had a good time. I'm going to go back by myself and go visit my friend, my homegirl that lives out there because, you know, trying to mix friendships, I just can't do it. So I'll go back out and visit her by myself at some point this year. And then it was cool while we were out there. Like, it wasn't hot until, like, Saturday. So, I'm like, oh, God, I don't have no long sleeves. I don't have no jacket. I don't have no, what the hell? But we had a good old time. Met some people. I talked to some strangers. Keep in mind, I don't meet strangers. My seatmates on the airplane.
Yeah, I've been shutting up. I've been shutting up. I thought I was going to be quiet. I was being quiet. This nigga literally at work sees dozens upon dozens of strange people every fucking day and has the audacity to say, you know, I don't. Is that what she said? I don't talk to strange people. Is that what she said?
I wouldn't go to work, but that's what she said.
No, Dre, what did she say, Dre?
No,
she doesn't meet strangers.
Yes, she's the queen of fucking meeting damn people and becoming strangers. Wait a minute.
Do you understand what that saying means, that I don't meet strangers? Means that every
nigga,
time
we don't
I
know
come
what
across
the cracker ass don't mean either. So, no, we don't know.
Okay, so when I say I don't meet a stranger, that means that I can sit down and I can have a conversation with anybody in a realm of they are not a stranger to me. So
that actually means the opposite of what everybody that has sense thinks it means.
Taylor, did you know, you knew what it meant, didn't you?
I got you. I followed.
Taylor, hold on. You know that from Jump, Taylor?
Yeah, when she said, I never meet a stranger. Yeah, I'm the same way. I knew what she meant.
She knows. She didn't say, I never met a stranger, but okay, we're going to go with that. Say no more. I like how you helped your friend right there, Taylor. Let's proceed.
Now, what were you going to say, Dre?
No, that's what I said in my post. When I made the birthday post, I was like, I'm not in charge. I'm not going to be there. So when she gets to talking to people, y'all know she makes new friends every damn time. And then next thing I know, you posted a picture with the little, I guess it was Puerto Rican or white or whatever.
That was
Caucasian. And so I was like, see, there she go, meeting friends already, meeting people.
And them was the ones that thought you was like, what, 26 or something?
They thought I was 27.
All right.
And I didn't even tell y'all about Mr. Randall and Miss Laura that sat beside me on the plane. I didn't tell nobody about this.
When you sat beside you, did one sit on either side of you?
No, I was at the window. They was the aisle seat and
middle seat.
Middle seat. Yeah. And so Ms. Laura was right beside me, and her husband was on the aisle. And they was drinking their Tito's and Sprite Zero. And Ms. Laura pulled out the little squirt Kool-Aid things, and she puts it in her drink. I was like, what are you doing? I was like, oh, I don't like to taste the liquor, so this is what I put in my drinks. Even though I like liquor, I don't like the taste of it. This is what I do. I was like, okay. And so I was like, hey, look, listen, when she come back, make sure you wake me up because I want some more pretzels. So, yeah, this is why you got to make friends on things, because if you miss the snacks, you miss the snacks. So then Miss Laura was reading a book. But she was on her tablet. And I guess Miss Laura can't see, because Miss Laura's words was big. And Miss Laura was reading a nasty book. Because I'm sitting there reading, like, Miss Laura, I'm like, what the hell is she reading? And I'm here, his pre-cum and this, that, and that. What, Miss Laura, what are you reading?
Do you see what
it was? It was a white nasty book, because you know it was a white nasty book, because you know a black nasty book is like, I sucked his dick and this bit the third, and I want him to come. Sorry. We already done read a nasty book before. But I didn't talk to anybody. And that's why my friends are like, hey, go ask them to go do, can you ask them to take our picture for us? Because they're not going to do it. But hey, you know, it's something simple. Just that simple. People don't ask other people to do. So, yeah. I make friends everywhere I go. But I enjoyed myself in Vegas. I sure did.
That's what's up. Glad you did. So you said they were sicking you. They was using you as the fucking tag dog. Go get them. Go take that picture. Take that picture for us.
Uh-uh.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad.
But yeah, I just...
So Fremont is old Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that shit right there.
Fremont is old Vegas. And then the Uber driver, he was giving us a history lesson about the mob and shit.
Yeah, that's that shit down there.
Yeah.
Give him a history lesson, how you dug up in the desert somewhere.
And it was, I mean, and here they thought, you know, this little, you know, we're just going to throw it out here in the middle of this desert and just build this city. And it's literally in between mountains in the fucking desert.
All right, so boom, peep game. That was like in the what? In the 50s, right? 40s and 50s?
I don't know.
That's about when it was, about that time. So if it was about that time in the 40s and 50s, then look at the technology they had then and look at the technology they had when they did the same thing in Dubai.
Listen. Now, the technology that they had, because Dubai is just, that is a man-made area for real. Even man-made beaches, man-made, you know, like islands, that's man-made shit. Like, they pulled that dirt from the desert and put that shit in the middle of the fucking ocean.
Hey, yo, think of it this way. Is it more amazing to put land in the water or water in the land? Because of what they did in the desert. Now you got a whole aqua system, a underground city of lakes in the desert. That's just as crazy as having, know what I'm saying, land where it used to be water. All that shit is fucking bananas. You think it's been doing all this crazy shit?
I want to go to Dubai. It's just so goddamn hot, and it's got so much shit to go get there. Mm. All right, so listen, y'all. If y'all had a choice of beaches to go to in the United States of America, what beach would you go to? I know this is random.
By myself? Or with someone?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it don't matter. What beach are you going to?
Does matter.
Oh, Lord. Don't matter.
I'd like to visit the one in California. Was it Venice?
Okay.
I've been there. I would pick somewhere in somewhere on Waikiki, one of the Hawaiian islands, any one of them beaches.
Okay. Keisha Taylor. Uh-oh. I think her phone line. Okay, she's back.
Hello. Yeah. I definitely have two. I agree with Dre. I definitely want to go. I still want to see California. So I definitely want to do one of those. And I, you know what? Waikiki sounds good, too. I like both of those.
But we're good ones. I would like to, because I've been to some beaches. I would definitely like to go, not necessarily Waikiki, but Honolulu, Oahu, all of those. And I want to go to the Mermaid when I go to those. And I've never been to a Georgia beach, so I would like just to experience a Georgia beach. I would go to a Georgia beach. But what you're not about to do, and here's what we're not about to do. We're not about to go to Myrtle Beach every time we want to do something to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to
Myrtle
Beach.
Hold on. I feel like I'm about to say something stupid.
You probably are.
What ocean does Georgia touch?
It touches the Atlantic Ocean.
Uh-huh.
It's a very small part of Georgia.
Okay, it's very small. Okay. There you go. All right. That's all. So that very small part of the beach you want to go to?
Yep. Yep. What else you want to know?
Yeah.
Very small piece of Georgia touches it. Right there at the Florida line.
Here we are. Right.
You want to see a map?
No, I trust me. Your word is good enough.
Okay. Yep. But you're not about to Myrtle Beach me to death. I'm going to put that in my vows when I do get married. When I get married, in my vows, it's going to say, we're not going to Myrtle Beach.
Not for no nigga weekend, not for no young people weekend, not for no old people weekend, not for no cracker weekend, not for no biker weekend, not for no car weekend. None of that.
None of that. If you, now, I understand that you may, like, okay, so my Nashville trip was canceled. So I was supposed to be in Nashville at this point. But somebody won a trip from work to go to Myrtle Beach. That's the only reason why I would go to Myrtle Beach. I'm not paying my money to go to Myrtle Beach.
Then again, I mean, all right, you talking about with nobody or you talking about with your significant other?
With my significant, I'm not, when I get married, we're not going to Myrtle Beach all the time. Like, I know somebody, like,
gotcha,
right now, every time I turn around, that's where they're going for their fucking anniversary, birthday, some shit. They're going to motherfucking Myrtle Beach.
Right.
Have you not done everything in Myrtle Beach at this point? Have you not? Because nothing has changed about Myrtle Beach. They ain't got no new hotels. They ain't got no new amusement park. They ain't got nothing new. And all that shit's been there since you was a kid. Am I lying? That's just like for y'all, like up there, and like y'all, you're not about the Atlantic City me to death. You're not about the Coney Island me to death. Because that's some shit that you can go through on any regular schmegler ass day.
I got you. Right.
Like, literally, I could be like, oh,
unless
like,
we got if we got stock in Myrtle Beach or Atlantic City or Atlantic City, then yeah, we'll go and invest in our stock. But other than that, nigga, what the fuck are we doing here?
Right. Because there's some, and there's other beaches. Whoa, what the fuck? You don't know how to swing a longboard? You said what? No, we can go to some beaches. Like, we can go to... Damn. Even though lakes are not really... some places they're considered beaches. Hell, if you want to, we can go sit on the beach at Lake Michigan. We are not going to goddamn Myrtle Beach. How the fuck is that?
How about a cruise to nowhere?
Listen, as long as that shit ain't motherfucking Myrtle Beach. I'm busy. I ain't going. It's my house. No problem. Now, I get it if you can't afford nowhere else to go. Don't tell everybody you can. Listen. You can go to Myrtle Beach without telling nobody. If you keep going to Myrtle Beach, you look stupid.
Right.
I'm saying you can go without telling nobody.
Let's not go then and then. Here go the worst part. See, it's not the worst part. Because everybody has had different experiences. But when a motherfucker posts, like, yo, I had the best lunch today. Yo, shorty came and picked me up from work. I didn't think she was going to do it. She came pick me up. Took me. I had the best fucking lunch today. And then they show you Nathan's. You like, you're for real, sir? Nathan's? Nathan's, that's the best lunch for you? For real? The motherfuckers like, yo, where you went? Yo, me and Shorty, yo, we had the best night out. We went on the rides. Yo, rides? Yeah, we was at the beach. The beach? Yeah, we were Coney Island. Coney Island? Y'all did all that? Yeah, same place. Yeah, where at? New York. New York? Coney Island? Come on. Come on.
I mean, I don't even. I It's not my life. I'm not going to do it. I'm putting it in my valve. We are not going to Myrtle Beach. We have passed.
All right. So we know where you're not going, and we know what beach you want to go to. But besides where you're not going, and besides what beach you want to go to in the United States, give me a destination. One destination, and why?
One destination and why?
Get yours together, Taylor.
I know mine.
There's so many.
Oh, you know yours?
Go ahead. There's so many. I got to pick one.
Now, don't make fun of my shit, Ron.
I'm not. I told you, know what I'm saying? Everybody, know what I'm saying? Think Nathan's the shit.
I really want to go to California. I really want to go to California. And I want to stand in the beach. And I just want to stand in the ocean. Like, I want to go to California. That is my destination, California.
All right, continue. Like, California is a state, a whole state. Any place in particular in the state, northern, southern, you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, nothing in particular. I want to go there, and my first stop is I want to go to the beach. I want to stand in the water. My next stop is I just want to roam. I just want to roam around California. I want to visit the food trucks. I want to see City Walk. Like, I want to see Oakland. Like, I want to see it all. I just want to go.
She's
going to
do a whole tour of California. That's what it sounds like to me.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to pick one destination, I would like to go to Egypt. I would like to go to Cairo and all of that. And I want to be able, because I'm a tourist-ass person, so I like to do touristy-ass stuff. And I would definitely visit the pyramids and... I've rode a camel before, but I ain't never rode no camel in Egypt. I rode a camel in Mexico. I want to be able to experience all of it in a whole.
I want to, Pardon me. Oh, that's fucked up. That shit wiped. I don't even know what I was about to say. That shit wiped my memory from me. Oh, shit.
Your memory.
Yeah, I was about to say something, wasn't I? Oh, shit. Damn, that sneeze was powerful.
I guess you was about to talk about me going to Egypt. I'm trying to figure out why these niggas don't know how to turn their alarm off when they got in their car.
I can't call it.
You can't remember?
I'm fucking lost. All right, so yeah, I really don't. That shit took my whole memory. All right, so
I ain't never
moved
and took my memory.
Nigga, this shit out of the drugs on it, so we blaming the sneezes. I said I'm blaming the sneeze like that shit is a regular occurrence. Nah, I don't know. But anyway, moving on. So I would say, where would I go? I like that Egypt thing. I like the Egypt joint. But recently, I've been on some South America shit, some Brazil shit.
See, you said I could only pick one. Because my other one would be Columbia. Yeah, I was Columbia.
Right.
Yeah, I've been looking. And look, it only cost me $32 to go there.
I almost cursed at you.
What?
Because it's going to cost me much more than $32, $42, you know what I'm saying, funky fucking dollars to go. See, there you go. You asking why I'll curse my curses. See what I'm saying? Motherfucker, pull the nigga out of you. Won't they do it?
What? Not pull the nigga out of you.
Pull the nigga out of me. I try to shut her. She said, no, tell me what you're going to say. I was going to say, you nigga, you're showing the fuck off.
Well, yeah, I better go get time for some flight benefits. American is all from work from home. The work from home customer service, you get the same flight benefits I do.
How many hours I got to work?
I don't know this. Oh my God.
How do I apply?
I'll get it, the information.
You do
Thank
that.
Thank you. Bye. Yep. Work from
work
home.
Work from home.
Yep. Work from home.
Niggas
work
at the same time.
Maybe. Let me go.
I mean, depending on how many hours I work. I work from home on my days off. Mind you, I'm off 3 days a week.
Let's see, photos.
Switch to nighttime and shit and work from daytime.
Save this picture. Save it. Drop it in the inbox.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Y'all come get you some flight benefits.
Uh oh, I see something just drop.
Yeah. Go to America. Go, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You can get you some flight benefits.
Where do I go?
Right, so basically she showed you a picture of what she could have told you.
Let me go to the American website so that y'all can, so I can give y'all the whole.
I'm stupid. No, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah.
She gonna fight you, Ron.
Why is she going to fight me? You the one that asked the silly question. So where do I go? You know there was no motherfucking link on that picture, nigga? Like you fucking know what I'm saying? Fucking internet illiterate, nigga. And you going to blame me. She going to fight you, Ron. Well, Ron going to fight you.
I didn't realize she was sending a picture. I thought she was sending an actual.
I did too, but once I seen it was a picture, I adjusted on the move. You didn't do the same adjustment I see.
Anyway, I want to go to Sydney, Australia.
Wait,
Dre, where you said you wanted to go? You said you wanted to go to Planet Fitness. Where'd you go?
He said he wanted to go to Sydney, Australia.
Jerk.
Sydney, Australia. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you right. I'm sorry, Jay. My bad. Jesus Christ, Earl.
Why
are
you
going to
say that to that man?
Girl, I got to go find it.
That's okay, Dre. Dre, she talking shit, right? So we go pick another one, and she go pick fucking the swap meet.
Not the swap meet. She going down there to the swap meet at the in the Compton.
In the Compton, you sound like one of them old black people. You listen to the hip hop. You going to the Compton?
Right.
You know what I noticed? It's a certain... All right. Everybody know what the Golden Arches are, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What restaurant is the Golden Arches from, Imaj?
That's McDonald's.
Taylor, what restaurant is the Golden Arches from?
McDonald's.
Dre, what restaurant is the Golden Arches from?
Mickey D's.
All right. Reason I say that, yo, you can tell people at a certain age the way they say McDonald's. People older than us call it McDonald's.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Shut the fuck up.
I'm dead ass serious, son. I'm dead ass serious. They
sure enough do.
That shit funny. I repeat that shit, too.
Yo, my moms and everybody their age, they call it McDonald's. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing pronouncing this shit like this? And I know I'm high because I forgot the reason I brought that up. And I ain't sneezed, so what I got to blame it on? Oh, shit, I need help.
I sent y'all the link.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Y'all want to know what I'm doing right now? While I'm talking to y'all and we're enjoying this time together, we're entertaining and being entertained. I'm looking at cruises.
You're looking at crosses.
Cruises. I'm going to go on a cruise.
I'm going on a cruise too, but these bitches, they are like, I'm going to knock out that bitch. You don't want to do shit anyway. You don't even want to walk. Shut up. That was mean. Let's go on a cruise. Get everybody together. Let's go. Where we going?
When?
Hey.
When?
I don't know. I need to be able to take off at least 7 days.
I ain't never been to Mexico, and this could go in the Cozumel.
I've been to Mexico. Right. I've been to Cozumel. I've been to Cancun. I've been to Cabo. I've been to Puerto Vallarta.
This nigga been to everywhere the Love Boat been.
Shut the fuck up. Not the Love Boat.
The Love Boat.
they was in Puerto Vallarta, you know what I'm saying? And then they don't just say that?
I've been to Puerto Vallarta. I've been to Los Cabos. I've been to Cancun. I've been to Cozumel. What else I mean? I've been to Belize. I want to go to Guatemala. I want to go to Honduras. I want to go a lot of places. But I'm going to have to go by myself. Yep. My shoes is ugly. Oh, yeah.
I'm looking at this shit right here. Pardon me, because I'm like, these shits is also affordable.
What's affordable?
They got these joints to the Bahamas. You been to the Bahamas?
I've been to the Bahamas. I looked out of Charleston to go to the Bahamas for like a 3 or 4 day trip.
I've been to the Bahamas a handful of times, and this shit is
which?
I mean, it's nothing. It's $264
for when
a person.
a day.
So, yeah. So if it's 264 a day, right? 3 days.
Ooh,
okay. You're talking about $900. And that's for a room with a balcony. That's not even the cheapest room.
Well, I didn't know it was a day. Who are you looking at?
What'd you say?
Who are you looking
at? I'm looking. All right, so boom. Through my timeshare, I get a discount. But I'm looking right now. I'm looking on the website for the cruise line. Like, I'm looking at Carnival Cruise Line, right?
Okay.
And I see they have a joint 3 days to the Bahamas. Specifically right here, they have December 9th. And December 2nd, December 9th is a Friday to a Monday. Balcony rooms, 264. Ocean view room, so a regular room with a view, $200. Come on, son, stop it.
It's not, I don't think that's a day. I think that's a person.
Right, per person per day.
No, Ron, I don't think that's how that goes.
So how? So you're telling me that... Okay.
Well, sail to Caribbean. Okay.
So, yeah, the total was $615.
But that's two people.
So when you add the taxes, it's how much?
Really? So from the dates that I'm looking, you said 3 days. I mean, that's 10 days. Let's see.
$83.84. Yes. Yeah. Seems like I might have been wrong.
I don't think it's a thing. I don't know. It don't seem right. We're gonna meet him. That nigga is snoring. So, folks. Hello.
Mm-hmm. My bad. I was looking at something. What'd you say?
It wasn't you snoring this time.
This time. Hey, double shots.
I'm hungry.
What you want to eat?
I don't know. It's too late to be eating. I'm stuck. Nigga, you asleep. You started snoring. He's Drake talking about he ain't asleep. Now, I know I heard snoring. Oh, nigga, you was breathing hard. You was snoring. You was breathing hard. You was snoring.
No, I'm not breathing hard. My damn nose is stopped up. Just powering the kick in my ass.
He's breathing hard.
I am done with the two of you. You know what? I think I'm going to book me a fucking cruise.
I'm going to book you a cruise then. You going by yourself?
Mm-hmm. This motherfucker don't act right.
Dear Lord.
Motherfucker don't act right. Oh, motherfucker don't Motherfucker don't act right. I'm the only one happy about motherfuckers not acting right and going on vacation by themselves. I'm the only motherfucker happy about that.
I
know I ain't the only one happy about that. Come on, stop playing.
I will hop a plane real quick. And I will go by myself. Why do people look like they done gained all the weight in the world? Why are we looking for you like, golly, you look like you gained some weight. You need to back away from the table. Stop eating.
I can't say nothing. You're not necessarily wrong.
Eat right now. That's why I can't. That's why, even though I'm hungry, I can't get it. I'm not about to go get nothing to eat. Let's see what you look like. Why are you getting your body done? What? You ever look at somebody and be like, why are you getting your body done?
Who
I don't understand
that?
Why I said that.
Excuse me, my bad. Who you saying that to?
I'm scrolling on my Facebook. And
right. Is it the same young lady that you be talking about, the one that you...
No.
That you two
no,
be
I
talking
that,
about, that one?
No.
Okay.
It ain't her. I can't see shit on her Facebook page. Because I don't want her on my timeline. Because I just can't deal with the fake and phony shit of people. I definitely blocked her on my timeline. Because I was looking, because it's product that you have to get when you get the surgery done. So somebody was like, oh, I just got mine today. And I had to wear mine for 2 months for post-op. And so I went to go look at her like, you don't need no work done. What the hell are you getting done? Like, her stomach is flat. She already got a little butt on her. What are you doing? But okay, whatever makes you happy. I just want my stomach done. And so. Let me stop
scrolling. So, as opposed to some other people are gaining all the weight.
Yep. All the weight. All of the weight. You ate all of the food.
Every time I'm in the kitchen, you in the kitchen.
You in the goddamn kitchen eating all the hog moths, all the pig feet, eating chips, cakes, and pies.
These niggas have dropped these charges on cruises fucking astronomically. I see. Very intrigued. You mean two of us can go to Mexico for 4 days for $915?
Mm-hmm.
You mean a week of overtime?
I
want to go to Panama City.
Panama.
Oh,
not
you did Panama
City
in Florida also. Oh, that's what I was
talking about. I'm talking about Panama City. Panama. You know how much it costs for me to go to Panama? Is it Panama?
Fuck you.
You know how much it costs for me to go to Aruba?
Nobody cares.
$3.95.
Cute white woman.
We've been got 3 minutes.
Nah, you're not going to be stunting in front of us like this.
You know how
if nobody else is going to say something, I'm going to say something.
Ain't nobody else saying nothing.
Well, I'm going to say
well,
you're not going to stunt in front of me.
The day that she got hired and she was telling me and bragging about the shit, I was mad as hell, too. I was like, that shit don't make no fucking sense.
Wait, so Dre don't care for that shit neither, so stop it.
That shit, a $3 trip? Man, listen, shit, God almighty.
And I ain't got to pay for it until I get back.
That part, that's why I was about to say she leave it out. The part she ain't got to pay for it until she get back. That shit probably come out her check. She won't even fucking this. She can go over there, get drunk, spend her damn money. Ain't got to worry about shit. Three stinking ass dollars. That's some shit. You know what I'm saying?
He's working remotely.
Ron, if you could have seen the excitement on her face when she was telling everybody, ooh, I get to go to this city, and then them $4. I get to go to this city, it's like $2. I get to go to this city. I'm like, what the fuck? Because I'm thinking.
Internationally, we only pay taxes and fees.
And she kept telling me to guess wrong, so I'm like, okay, it'd be about, I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, fuck, what, about $50, maybe $100? Hell no.
That's ridiculous.
What?
$3.
To go to Aruba? I think the highest one that we have is like going to London is like $200. Oh, yeah. I don't know why people are just running around this fucking parking lot. Man, let's go get us some flight benefits. Yep. And you, too, can travel for $3.95 to Aruba.
How about that? Well, you got a little follow the link that was sent to you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I did send the link.
Yeah.
Yep. Even if, and you may also want to be a flight attendant. You can be a flight attendant. You can be a ramp agent. You can be a gate agent. You can be the people who check the bag lids, all the people. You get the same benefits I do.
Mm-mm, 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 but that's not. Mm-mm.
What?
Wait, hold on. This shit is about to end right quick. They drug this?
Huh?
See, this is what I'm talking about.
What did you say?
I ain't fucking with you.
What did you say?
Everybody else heard what I said.
Do we drug test? Yes.
Thank you. You ask me what I said and then tell me what I said after she heard what I said.
First of all, you druggie, you said it real fast. And so therefore, I had to sit for a second and be like, what did he say? And so I was like, oh, he said he did a drug test. Yes. Yeah, we do. Randomly at that. Yep.
Is the white lady
do,
ready?
Somebody... No.
No. I hear that.
I guess we cue the white lady. Let's see, next week, next Friday, where will I be? I'll be home because I'm off Saturday and I go back to training. I go to training on the 8th. So we might have a show next Friday. Depending on what time I get in from the dead. I have to deadhead back from Philadelphia
on Friday afternoon, I think.
So, because I'll be going to Montreal. I'm so excited. I ain't going to see none of it, but going to
Montreal.
Yep.
You been there before?
Nope. But I ain't going to get to see much of it because I'm only doing a turn. I was supposed to overnight there, but the way they set my training up, I have to have a day off between training and work.
Gotcha.
So I was supposed to overnight there, but I'm not now. So we will be here Friday while we will talk about, I don't know, because we don't know what the week holds. We might talk about this whole defamation. If this Johnny Depp and old girl still going on, we might talk about defamation of character.
She shitted on him? Who was it, defecation?
Defamation of character. But she did pull a prank on him that she did shit in the bed and tried to say it was the dog.
So it was a defecation.
I read that article. Huh? Defamation.
You just said it was a dog. Shit.
Oh, I'm done. We're over here. We're done here.
What happened? You said it was a veterinarian that came into Johnny Depp's house? What'd you say?
No, you dummy. That's nothing of what I said. We done. You're done.
Yeah, you be confusing me sometimes.
You confuse your damn self.
Yeah, you right. I ain't even fucking sneeze.
Yeah, right. You sneeze. And you forgot. Who the fuck does that shit? So, we're out of here. Y'all have a good night, good weekend. Me and little best friend little best friend have a recital today, tomorrow, whatever. So, I'm doing that. And I'm going to go drink with some people. So, y'all be good. Have a good night. Bye, black people.
What's up?